Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam. My apologies. How are you doing this morning?
Not at all. Well, I know it's shallow, but your mood sometimes gets affected, doesn't it, by a sports team that you're following.
No, Bez, it's not shallow at all.
On the one hand, yeah, I know it happens. So cock a hoop to England have avenged their T20 World Cup final defeat to the West Indies 5 years ago by thrashing the West Indies in this T20 World Cup, then absolutely down the dumps that I watched Manchester United get thrashed out of sight by Liverpool. It was extraordinary in all sorts of ways. And so last chance saloon for the manager, isn't it? Manchester United are playing Tottenham next weekend. So that's very much a match of the hapless against the hopeless. Just don't know who's hopeless yet out of the two of them.
Please remind me who you support, because I'm a Liverpool fan, so I'm having a great morning.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah, sunny side up.
The thing to remember, of course, is that, you know, it goes round. It goes round and it goes round again. It just hasn't gone round yet for Manchester United. They're still on the other side of the moon somehow.
Indeed. Okay, so let's kick off in Colombia. A drug lord has been captured.
Yeah, extraordinary guy, this as well. He's perhaps less showy. He's less famous than Pablo Escobar, but Dero Antonio Usuga was thought to have an influence comparable to Pablo Escobar at his height in the 80s and 90s. And this guy has been caught in the most extraordinary operation. It involved the army, the Colombian Navy, 500 soldiers were there, police officers also in support, 22 helicopters, all to basically find this guy in a jungle hideout in South America. He kept moving around. People didn't know where he was the idea. He'd stopped using mobile phones and any other electronic devices, so he couldn't be tracked, and used instead couriers. So people were coming and going, but of course he kept moving sites and so forth. Anyway, they got him and responsible for the most extraordinary amount of drug exporting to the United States in particular, but around the world. America had put a $5 million bounty on his head. And indeed, it is thought he will now, his nickname, by the way, Antonio, he will now be extradited to America, although there's still a process to go through. And oh boy, can you imagine the safety and security, taking him to the airport, getting him on an airplane, flying him off. Die Hard 2 springs to mind. We shall see.
It will be interesting. But they were able to move El Chapo. So, you know. And then,
true.
Then there was a vigil. We were talking about this a little earlier. The situation with Alec Baldwin shooting on set of Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer of Rust.
Yeah, it's extraordinary, isn't it? That, I mean, such a thing could possibly happen. And the story is coming out about how they larked around putting live ammunition in the gun between takes, allegedly. That also the gun itself had been tested beforehand. Alec Baldwin had been assured. It's a kind of question you might just say flippantly, has this got real bullets in it? No, don't be silly. And then, oh, my word, this poor woman, this cinematographer, Helena Hutchins, who paid for it with her life, and indeed the director, who also got wounded in the process. And they've had a vigil, and yes, she's being mourned. But getting to the bottom of this, you kind of wonder, don't you, just the set of circumstances in which this could have happened. Certainly. And how live ammunition had been discharged twice before on this movie set.
Correct.
And therefore was this just an accident waiting to happen. We use the word accident. I guess it has to be fully investigated at this stage.
It feels as though the complaints that are coming from staff members are pointing towards negligence. It's with great sadness, Adam, that I have to cut us short there, only because we were a little behind, and I apologize.
And also, I banged on about Manchester United.
Yeah, no, so well, I mean, you know, foot, and my condolences to you, sir. I mean, I'll send you a fruit basket. Sorry. Have a wonderful morning.
Repeatedly, every
indeed,
week.
Indeed, indeed. Adam Gilchrist, always a wonder to chat to you. That is our worldview.